Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. James Paul McCartney, lad from Liverpool, left-handed bass player, singer, songwriter, mop top, member of the Order of the British Empire. So I guess we really need to say Sir Paul. Listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most successful musician and composer in popular music history. Oh yeah, and he was a Beatle too. Today, we take a peek at Paul and his most successful post-Beatle effort, Band on the Run, the third album with his band Wings. Now, this piece of music solidified Paul's post-Beatle career and made him a superstar in his own right. Wings' previous album, Red Rose Speedway, had done very well commercially, and the movie theme, Live and Let Die, from the James Bond flick, had propelled Paul and Wings to new heights. His solo efforts had been well-received, but Band on the Run had all that and more. A delightful mix of Paul's varying musical outlooks. It was mostly conceived at Paul and Linda's Scottish retreat after their 1973 tour. Now, Paul had wanted to record in an exotic location, having grown tired of recording in Britain. He found Lagos, Nigeria, and they were all ready to go when Henry McCullough quit Wings. Within a week or so, and actually the night before they were ready to leave, drummer Denny Sewell quit the band as well. So this left Paul, Linda, and Denny Lane. And the amazing part of it is, they are Band on the Run, with a little help from some assorted side players. So here's Paul and Wings, what was left, and Band on the Run on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Get out of here.
Band on the Run here on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. We heard the title track, Jet, the very poppy Mrs. Vanderbilt, Let Me Roll It, with a very John-esque sounding opening, Hell on Wheels in 1985. Now, I remember playing that song on the radio thinking, 1985, that's more than 10 years from now. What happened? Where'd the time go? Ah! Band on the Run. Well, it opened to rave reviews, but started slowly commercially, but in the end, a runaway success, hitting number one 3 different times and winning Paul a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance Duo or Group. I know anytime I hear anything from that album, and there's no maybe about it, I'm amazed at how it brings back a flood of memories. And now we've got Paul back on the road, and if you're lucky enough to see him, take a moment to reflect all that rock heritage and history that is performing right there in front of you. Over 48 years of songs, images, times, and those friends you shared them with. It truly is woven into the fabric of our lives. Good sturdy stock that withstands the test of time and really does get better with age. Band on the Run on today's tunes. Now use our iTunes link to grasp any past treasures and share us with your friends on Facebook. I'm Mitch Michaels. Thanks for plugging in. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.